Hello, everyone. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for hitting play today. I'm back with another podcast for you today. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing well so far. We are one day away from the weekend, so I hope your work week is going okay for those that work, and even for those that are stay-at-home parents or whatever it is that you do. I hope it is going well for you. So I am super tired today. I came from work and immediately I got home and I had to bring my son to a pizza party because he's on the football team here. And they're undefeated 4-0. So I'm super proud of him and his team for accomplishing such an awesome defeat. You know, they are 4-0 in his league, and his coaches and the parents thought it would be good for them to celebrate today, which I'm very proud of them for that, being that it was in the spring season, so that was also a good thing for them. And then, immediately after that, I'm home now, and I'm a bit hungry, so I'm going to try to get through this podcast so I can have something to eat before I go to bed. What time is it? 8:13. I'm in my son's room and his bedtime is 8:30. So I gotta hurry up and get this done. Right now they are outside watching some TV while I'm getting this done. So let me hurry up. So let's talk about what you guys press play for. We're talking about today's topic, the graceful exit. Tips on how to leave a job gracefully. So the reason why this topic is so prevalent to me and why it's fitting for today is because today was my last day at my job of 7 years. I can't believe I was there for 7 years. Started when I was 28 years old, and now today I'm leaving at 35. Man, it's been such an incredible journey. I mean, there are some good times and some bad times and some what the heck times. I mean, it was just a plethora of different emotions. So not sure how to feel. I didn't feel the way I thought I would feel. You know how you have these thoughts you conjure up in your mind, like, you know, when I quit, it's going to be good, this and that. And it's like, none of that happened, man. I was just like, you know, I was just so humbled by the experience and so humbled by the opportunity that I was given to prove myself, especially as a woman of color in a predominantly Caucasian workplace. The only woman of color, actually. I was the only woman of color at my job, so I didn't have, you know, a sister to kick it with, but that was okay because I learned so much about myself, so much about people and how to navigate through office politics. I mean, it was incredible. I'm so grateful to have such awesome employers too. I mean, you know, with any relationship, you have your ups and downs, which of course we had. But for the most part, I have to say, I mean, God showed me some favor there, blessed me with some awesome employers who became great business mentors for me. And I believe I'm going to take so much from what I learned into the next chapter of my life that I'm excited about. So I thank God for that. All glory and honor goes to God right there for covering me and for protecting me, you know, driving back and forth for 7 years. And, I'm just so grateful for that opportunity. But yeah, today was the last day. And I wanted to touch base with you guys because some of us don't know how to leave a job gracefully. Sometimes you're in your feelings and you just want to quit and you walk away because you just can't stand so-and-so or somebody's, you know, out of pocket or whatever. But there is a way. There is a way. I'm here to let you know there is a way to gracefully exit a job. And I'm going to dive into it real quick. So, as you know, sometimes this topic isn't often talked about or discussed. However, whether you would like to or not, there will come a day where we are all going to have to quit a job. So, on today's episode, I'm sharing my experience on how to resign professionally without burning your bridges. The truth is, you just never know when you may have to cross paths with your coworkers or ex-employers in the future. So remember, try not to burn your bridges. So here we go. First thing I want to let you guys know is let's talk about What exactly does the word graceful mean? So let's start off by defining what the word graceful mean. I say tips on how to leave a job gracefully. So you're probably asking, Alice, what is graceful? How do I leave gracefully? So the word graceful is derived from the word grace. And what, so let's, you know, let's just break this down a little bit. So what exactly is grace, you asked? I'm glad you asked. So grace is a virtue coming from God, or a charming or attractive trait or characteristics. So grace is defined as a virtue coming from God, or a charming or attractive trait or characteristic. Characteristics. Oh, that was hard for me to say. That's a tongue twister. So according to the Webster Dictionary, graceful means displaying grace in form or action, pleasing or attractive, in line, proportion, or movement. The first tip I have for you guys is always give at least a 2 weeks notice in the form of writing a professional resignation letter. Now, this is not the time to tell your boss off in the letter or face to face, even if he or she was a pain to work with. I know you want to walk out those doors without looking back, but remember, we are keeping it professional, all right? Not rude or obnoxious. So I dig a little deeper before I give you guys an example of my 2 weeks notice letter. I want to share with you some research that I did to find out more about, you know, is it okay to give a 2 week, is what if you don't want to give a 2 weeks notice? Should you give a 2 weeks notice? How does that work? So I did some research, and according to my research from thebalancecareers.com, the BALANCECAREERS.com, thebalancecareers.com, it states here that there's probably no legal reason why you can't quit on the spot. So legally, you don't have to like give a 2 weeks notice, but let's listen, right? But the vast majority of states in the U.S., if you listen to this in America, the vast majority of states in the U.S. have at-will employment, which means that either the employer or the employee can sever the relationship with no notice and for no stated cause. This means that your boss cannot prevent you from walking out the door without giving 2 weeks notice, even if the employment handbook says that this is a standard for the company. However, if your employment is covered by an employment agreement, the terms of that contract may apply unless you are leaving for a good cause. So your employment contract may also require you to forfeit benefits like unused vacation leave if you don't provide sufficient notice. That said, most of the time it's in your best interest to give notice, even in difficult employment situations. Like I said before, you never know when a previous employer might be contracted by a prospective one, so it is wise to leave on the best possible terms. It goes on to say, it can impact your future employment options if a prospective employer is told that you quit without notice. Think about it from an employer's perspective. So think about it, if this was your company and you were hiring you, would you want to hire someone who might be leaving you hanging? Think about that. If you were the boss, if you were in charge and you have you had this great company, would you want to hire someone who might be leaving you hanging? The answer is probably no. So, you know, the good old saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think it applies in this case. Okay. So now it goes on to say there's reasons not to give 2 weeks notice. Believe it or not, there are some reasons why you may not have to give a 2 weeks notice. So it goes on to say there may be some circumstances like the following where leaving sooner might be advisable. So for example, the reason why not to give a 2 weeks notice would be an employee has been physically abusive to you, or a supervisor has sexually harassed you, or the work environment is unsafe, or it is unsafe to carry out your assigned responsibilities. Another reason is maybe your mental health is being seriously endangered by job stress, or you have not been paid the agreed upon wage, or wages have been withheld for an unreasonable length of time, or you have been asked to do something which is clearly unethical or illegal. Two more examples. Personal or family circumstances are such that you need to leave the job. And the last one says a crisis has happened in your life and there is no way you can continue the job. So these are examples of when a 2 weeks notice would a 2 weeks notice may not come into play. But those examples can maybe be extreme or rare, but in most cases it is advisable to give a 2 weeks notice. I mean, it just makes you look good too, you know? I mean, my thing is whenever I look for a job, whenever I go into a job, I always ask God that I leave the same way I came in. So if I'm going in there in the meeting or in the interview, giving, you know, my best, showing my best, I want to be able to leave that same way. That's my motto for when I'm applying for jobs. And I wanted to share with you guys the resignation letter that I wrote to my employer. I'm not going to give the name of the company. However, I will read what I wrote as to give you guys an example of what your letter can possibly look like. I mean, if you Google online resignation letters, there are so many different ways to write them depending on your situation. So you have resignation letters that you can write depending on if you're moving, if you are maybe thinking about getting out of the workforce, and, you know, or maybe if, who knows, you know, tragedy strikes and family issues come up. I mean, if you Google resignation letters, there's a plethora of different options to choose from. I chose reallocation because that was my scenario in this case. I relocated to a different city. So this was the letter that I wrote. And in my letter, I addressed it to my managers. I said, "Dear so-and-so," I'm not going to say their name because, respectfully, I don't want to mention their name on here. But I addressed it to them and I said, "This resignation letter is to inform you that my last day at such and such company will be May 17th, which is today, 2 weeks from today." So I wrote this letter on May 7th and I gave notice that I would be leaving 2 weeks from that date. And I said, "I am leaving due to moving to another city." And I put, "But I wanted to state officially that my resignation is in no way to be perceived as my being unhappy or dissatisfied with the job, its responsibilities, or leadership of," and I put the company name there, "and I wish to thank you all and my colleagues at blank company for all your help, professional courtesy, and support. I have immensely enjoyed working here for the past 7 years, and my experience with this company has been greatly rewarding. I wish you and the rest of the administrative team continued success, and I want to take this opportunity again to thank you for permitting me to be a part of the team." Now, that's a great reallocation letter. That's one way you can give notice if you do decide to leave your employer. So that takes care of point number one, giving a 2 weeks notice in the form of a professional resignation letter. That was a professional resignation letter. Let's move on to step number two, tip number two. So tip number two is you want to tell your coworkers or teammates. And I read on a blog before I typed this up that it said you want to ask your manager permission to tell your coworkers or teammates. So depending on the setting that you have, depending on the work dynamic, it may be important for you to tell your manager before you let anybody else, or ask your manager permission to let everybody else know, because maybe depending on the work dynamic, that might not be a good way to go about telling your coworkers. But for me, in my case, it was okay for me to tell my coworkers without having to ask my manager for permission because of the work dynamic that I was in, because of the relationship and how we set it up. It was okay for me to do that. So I say, tell your coworkers or teammates. So I wrote here that I started off by telling the coworker that I had the longest relationship with first. So, excuse me. So I started off by telling the coworker that I had the longest relationship with first. Because her and I, I trained her and we had a long, lengthy work relationship. So I wanted her to hear it from me before she heard from anybody else. And then I worked my way down to telling the other coworkers. And I did not want to leave her in the loop or have her hear it from the grapevine. So I called her into my office privately and told her. Of course, she was shocked, you know, because we have a great working relationship. And it's not very often that you have a great working relationship with your coworkers. I mean, I legitimately liked who I work with, and that's a blessing in itself. And I pray that the next chapter of my life and the next employer that I go to, that I also have a good working relationship there. And it's a blessing to go to work every day and be happy with the people that you work with, because some people, you know, they go to work and they have to deal with, you know, people's attitudes and stuff like that, or they dread even going in. So for me to be around people that understood the mission of the job and understood what respect meant for each other, understood what boundaries meant, that was so important to me. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to even be in a workplace like that. And of course, my coworker was shocked, but they appreciated the kind gesture. So that's tip number two, tell your coworkers or your teammates. Tip number three, where am I? I don't even know how much seconds I'm on, but whatever. Tip number three, I said seconds, but I mean, I don't even know how much minutes I've been recording for. This thing is like telling me it's been 1,032 seconds, but whatever. I don't know what that means, but okay, let me just continue. I think I'm at the 17 minute mark. Okay, so what time is it? 8:29 up. I'm going over here, so let me hurry up. Third tip I wrote down is, let me go back to tip number two when I said tell your coworkers or teammates. After I told the people in my office, the next thing I did was I emailed the coworkers I communicated with only via email. And each company dynamic is set up differently. But as for me, 80% of my job was done via email. And later on, I'm going to read to you guys some of the comments and the emails that I got from the colleagues that I work with via email. We never saw each other. I don't know what they look like. They don't know what I look like. We've spoken on the phone and we've communicated only via email. So it was really interesting to hear what they had to say about me. And I'll do another podcast on email etiquette, because I was thinking about that. But I'll do another podcast one of these days, probably very soon, on email etiquette and how to properly write an email and how to communicate via email. Because believe it or not, people, you know, tend to read through emails, and it says a lot about you. And even you can even conjure up thoughts and opinions about someone even by the way they write. So it's important to try to formulate an email correctly to get your thoughts across. So we'll talk about that on the next episode. But that was tip number two. So tip number three, keep working like it's your first day on the job. Now, today was my last day at my job, but I didn't go in there like, oh, I'm about to be out of here. Forget y'all. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's all good. No, I didn't do that. Okay. Like I told y'all in the beginning, whenever I apply for a job, my goal is to leave the same way I came in. So if I came in professionally, I aim to leave the same way. You know that saying that says people will not remember what you did or how you did it or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. That, my friends, is very true. People may not remember what you said or what you did, but they will definitely remember how you made them feel. So always think about that before you chuck up the deuces and think, you know, it's going to be a party. It's my last day. I'm out of here. No. Okay, keep working on your last day like it was the first day on your job. And I wrote here, just because you have now placed your 2-week notice, it doesn't mean you slack around and don't get the job done. Remember, you are trying to bow out gracefully. Remember the title of this topic? Let's go back to that. The title for this podcast, I should say, is The Graceful Exit. Tips on how to leave a job gracefully. So we're going to talk about how to leave gracefully, okay? Remember, you're trying to bow out gracefully. So make sure you get the job done and do what is expected of you until you leave. I mean, think about it. How would you feel if you were the owner of the company or the hiring manager, and is this person last day on the job and there's still work to be done because there's still employees? I mean, there's still clients that are calling in asking questions. I mean, everything doesn't change when you say you're leaving. Everything stays the same. The only people that know you're leaving is the people that is in the office. But the clients don't know that you're leaving. So why would you act any different than you did on your first day on the job? You feel me? So it's important that you do what's expected of you. So this is not the time to start coming in late or calling off. This is not a time to be like, oh, it's my last day, I don't feel like coming in today. No, let's not do that, okay? Let's not do that. So one thing I have learned from experience, as a black woman and as a woman, period, in the workforce, it is this. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, and I quote, "Excellence is the best deterrent to racism or sexism." Okay, this does not mean racism or sexism may or may not exist in the workplace or the world. It means it is hard to dislike or hate someone who consistently put their best foot forward every single time. Okay, it's hard to hate somebody that's excellent. True or not true? You guys can email me, protectyourglow@gmail.com. And we can discuss that further. But I think I stand correct when I say it is hard to dislike or hate someone who consistently puts their best foot forward every single time. Okay? So I don't know about you, but it will be a challenge both mentally and physically for me to dislike someone who always goes beyond the call of duty, who always shows up on time, who always responds in a professional and courteous manner, no matter how pressured or stressed they feel. Okay? Now, let's be frank. You would be a fool to hold any kind of grudge against someone who strives to help you build your dream like it was theirs, okay? An employer would be foolish to have a grudge against someone that tries to help them build their dream like it was theirs. I'm not talking about someone who wants to take over your business now, okay, and eliminate you out of the picture. I'm talking about someone with an entrepreneurial mindset. Alice, what the heck does entrepreneurial mindset mean? I'm glad you asked, because I Googled that, okay, and the definition of entrepreneurial mindset refers to a specific state of mind which orientates human conduct towards entrepreneurial activities and outcomes. Individuals with entrepreneurial mindsets are often drawn to opportunities, innovation, and new value creation. I would classify myself as someone that has an entrepreneurial mindset. Now, you don't have to be an entrepreneur or businesswoman or businessman to have an entrepreneurial mindset. In other words, having an entrepreneurial mindset means you are working in an environment where you're helping the owner or the CEO grow this company, but you're thinking of the company as though it were your own. Not as though you want to take over, but as though it's like, okay, put yourself in this business position. If I were the boss, how would I handle the situation? Or how would I want it to be handled? You know? So I always put myself in my boss's shoes. Like, You know, would I want my would I want to hire someone that consistently comes in late? No. Would I want to hire someone that's always making excuses and not getting the job done? No. Would I want to hire someone that, you know, is always like slacking or goofing around? No. So that's an example of entrepreneurial mindset. You just try to put yourself as though you yourself own the company. Okay? And then that propels me to even work harder because, I mean, I'm in there to help somebody build their dream. So, of course, I want to give it my best shot. In other words, just be excellent, folks. People will notice and remember. Trust me on that. So, how do you go by being excellent? Before I get into that, don't be fooled by social media, blogs, or the internet that tries to make looking like working a 9-to-5 is beneath them, okay? There's nothing wrong, people, with having a 9-to-5. As a matter of fact, a lot of the entrepreneurs that I follow, the ones on the internet and the ones that I know personally, before their businesses blossomed or grew, they had a 9-to-5. And what they currently have now as a business used to be a side hustle. What is a side hustle? Exactly what it sounds like. They worked a 9-to-5 while they hustled on their business on the side. Okay? So they used the income, well, the wise entrepreneurs will use their income from their 9-to-5 to fund their side hustle, which they in turn hopes to become their full-time gig, okay? So don't let anyone let you feel like or make you feel like working a 9-to-5 is, oh my God, you're working a 9-to-5? Like it's something so bad, okay? Everyone that you see that's, you know, at the top of their game and they're featured on magazines and they have all these opportunities out for them, whether being interviewed or whatever's going on, okay? They all started from somewhere. Some of them might have taken extreme risk and were like, you know what? Forget this 9-to-5. I'm just going to quit altogether and I'm going to go 100% into this thing. Some of them were probably like, let me work this 9-to-5 and save up some money and then I'm going to jump ship, okay? So don't feel like, you know, working 9-to-5 is like a bad thing. And as a matter of fact, there are some people that I know and that I follow on social media that have some really dope 9-to-5 jobs. I mean, granted, they work really hard, they travel a lot, but their 9-to-5 job is pretty dope. Some people actually like their 9-to-5, okay? So don't let nobody make you feel like working a 9-to-5 is so bad. Because it's not, okay? All right, moving on. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, you do what you gotta do until you do what you wanna do. So Alice Marius is doing what she has to do until she does what she wants to do. Let's not get that twisted, okay? All right. I wrote here, be excellent in giving out kindness. Be excellent in giving out your best effort. Even in the way you let someone else know that you don't appreciate their tone or response. There is a way, believe it or not, to do that without going to the left. How do I know? Because I've had to do it several times over the course of my career. I have been assisting business owners. Excuse me. Why am I burping? Man, I must be real hungry, or it must have been that mandarin orange I just ate. I don't know. Okay, back to what I was saying. I myself have been assisting executives for over 10 years. And in every job that I've had, I've always learned something new. And I've always strived to put my best foot forward. But does that mean I never had any bad days? No, it does not mean that. Does that mean some days I wake up and didn't feel like quitting? I absolutely felt like quitting. Does that mean there weren't any tears shed, or me waking up in the middle of the night. Just, I mean, I remember having this job where I feared going to work because I just had like panic attacks, and I hated that job so much that I had panic attacks. That's when you know it's time to go. Okay, if you ever have a job where you feel like your heart's not beating right and you can't sleep in the middle of the night, my friends, that is not a healthy job to be in. Okay, it's time for you to move on. Find something else, babysit, walk a dog, whatever you got to do. It's time to leave. Okay, clearly I left that job because I'm not there right now, but I've had some times like that, and I've had some jobs where people just felt like they can just say whatever they wanted to me, or they felt like they could talk to me a certain way because, you know, I'm the black girl of the job. Like, I had this one person that would call me and just started acting all, he'd be like, yo, what's up? In a profession, I'm like, I am not your friend. Like, and just because I'm a black girl doesn't give you the right to talk to me that way. I might have assumed that he did that because I was black. Maybe that's it to everybody. I don't know. But that's what my assumption was. Is like, why? What's up with the yo, what's up? Really? Would you call one of your other coworkers and do that? Probably not. So why do you think it's okay to call me talking about yo, what's up? Do I look like a yo, what's up to you? No. And I was talking to him like, how can I help you? You know, I just like kind of like change a conversation to be like, I don't accept you talking to me that way. Like, why do you think it's okay to call me and just start talking about yo, what's up? Are you trying to speak slang because I'm black? I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I'm playing the race card. I don't know. But either way, it was unprofessional. Okay. So I had to just like shut that down real quick and be like, how can I help you? What is it that you want me to do for you? Because clearly I'm not having this conversation with you. And that's what I said. I was like, I'm not going to sit on this phone and I'm not going to sit here and try to rap with you. Like, it's not going to happen. I ain't a rapper. So what are we talking about? Okay. So I said here, especially at times when people think it's okay to get out of pocket, like the example I just gave, I said, don't let my professionalism and smile fool you. I don't have a problem letting someone else know that I don't appreciate being disrespected, like I said in that example. So especially when I'm trying my best to give or show that person respect in the first place, and you think it's okay to disrespect me by giving snark comments or unnecessary comments, I will be the one to let you know very professionally and very quick that your behavior will not be accepted, and I would move right along. Okay. Last point, always try to leave on a good note, people. I don't know how much. Oh, that's my alarm. Tells me it's time for bed. Okay. Let me try to wrap this up real fast. So always leave on a good note. Okay. So today I said goodbye and I gave hugs and I told everyone how much I appreciated their patience, kindness, and professional courtesy towards me. You know, my boss brought me some flowers. If you're on Instagram, check out my Insta stories. I took pictures of that and you will see the cards and everything else that was done. It was just such a beautiful gesture. It was just so nice of them to even celebrate me in my departure. That just goes to show you that hard work pays off. It goes to show you that professionalism pays off. And it just goes to show you that, like, I prayed a lot, y'all, in this job. I prayed a lot. Because there were some times where I just felt like slapping somebody. Or I felt like punching somebody in the face. I felt like cussing somebody out. I felt like walking away. But I never did any of those, okay? For 7 years. And the funny thing is, I told myself, I was like, Lord, I don't know, 7's my number. And I was like, at the 7-year mark, I just want to be able to try something new. And for me to even be doing that, it was like, whoa, what you say to yourself does have power. Like, I told myself that, you know, and now at the 7-year mark, I'm exiting gracefully, and that's exactly what I wanted. So it just goes to say that the law of attraction, whatever you put out there in the atmosphere, if you believe it, it will happen. And so, you know, check out my Insta stories for those beautiful flowers that my boss gave me and cards. And I wrote here, there were times when I wanted to quit, several times actually, but I hung in there. I always talked to God at work, because there were some times where I felt like I was being tried. And it was like, the devil's real busy today. Like, I didn't know I gave him a ride to work, but he just real, like, it felt like the enemy just got out of the car and was like, took a seat in my office. And I was like, how did you get here? Like, what just happened? Because people were acting crazy, you know? People are just not being themselves. Everybody's impatient. People are stressed out. And Lord, I just need to have a word with you. So there were times where I would literally, guys, go to the restroom and pray and be like, Lord, I need you to intervene right now. Or I would go to my car and I would meditate. Or I would go for a quick walk, take a quick 15-minute break and breathe through it. Because I was like, this is not the work of the Lord. This is not the work of the Lord. The Lord does not want me to be stressed out like this. So I pray to God, and believe it or not, I did feel better after doing that several times. And I put here, I would either take a quick bathroom break and pray in the bathroom. I'm serious, I did that. Or I simply close my eyes while sitting at my desk and ask him to help me with a big deep breath. And lo and behold, God always showed up. So I want to leave you guys with saying that my faith has truly been and it still is the guiding force behind my work ethic. And not only did my parents display a great work ethic for me, but it's just instilled in me as a person to always give my best and to put my best foot forward even when I don't want to. So, and I think just my faith really helped me with that, because I learned how not to take people seriously, and I learned how not to take things personally in a work setting especially. I learned how to have thick skin. I think I possess all of the attributes of being a great entrepreneur, which I believe God will open those doors for me in due time. But it just goes to show the power of faith and the power of believing in yourself. And not only did I do that, I also read a lot of books, you guys. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I just kept myself very active in learning the business that I was in. And I also kept myself very active in learning people's personalities and how to talk to people. And it's always good to keep learning too, you know. Never think you've arrived. Now, I don't care if you're the best employee and you always get raises and you always have a star next to your name. Never settle for comfort, okay? Always challenge yourself to just be the best person that you can be. And I promise you, like, that will pay off. People will see that and they will recognize that and they'll honor that. And I said here, regardless of how stressed out I felt, or how crazy my day seemed, at the end of the day, I always knew that I had a greater boss to report to, and his name is God. And I always wanted to make sure that God was proud of my performance. I mean, yes, I had an earthly employer, you know, who paid me for doing a great job or not. But at the end of the day, I really wanted God to be satisfied with me, because I wanted to leave knowing that, you know what? He was pleased with me today. I didn't always get it right, but I definitely tried. And like I said before, you just never know where your paths may cross with your former employer or coworkers. So try your best to always leave on a good note. Okay, so now I'm going to share with you some of the emails that I got from the people that I worked with when I told them that I was leaving. One of them was from one of the coworkers that I worked with via email. And I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to read the email she wrote. She said, "Hi, Alice. I sure hate to hear that." And she put a sad face with exclamation points. She said, "What a sweet note you sent." I sent her a note about how I was leaving and stuff like that. And this is what the note said, you guys. The note said, "Hi, so-and-so." I'm not going to say her name out of respect. But I said, "Hi, so-and-so, I hope you're doing well. I wanted to let you know that I'll be leaving my position here at such and such company, and my last day is May 17th, 2018. It's been so great working with you. While I'm excited for the new opportunity ahead of me, leaving, I put the company's name, and a great working relationship like this one is definitely bittersweet. I'm wishing you all the best moving forward." And I said her name, and I said, "Thanks again for being a part of work, making my time here such a great one." And I put in my absence that she can contact my other coworkers with any questions. But that's the note that I sent her. And she said, "I sure hate to hear that. What a sweet note you sent. It has been a pleasure working with you, and you will be missed. I wish you well in your new adventure, and I hope our paths will cross again one day. That's one example of a thank you that I received. And I titled my email, actually. It just said, simply said, thank you as a subject line. Another person that I work with via email said, hi, Alice. I'm so sorry to hear that you won't be my contact anymore, but I'm very excited for you and your next venture. It has been a pleasure working with you. Thanks for always being kind and professional. Feel free to find me on LinkedIn if you like. Best of luck to you. And the last one I'm going to read for you guys is this one. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, I think I got it here. Is this thing still on? Lord have mercy. I hope y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? Okay, I hope y'all can hear me. The last person that I said I sent this to said, aw, that makes me sad. I wish you the best, and it has been a pleasure working with you. She put like 3 exclamation points, you know? That just goes to show you people how it's important to just leave the way you came and always put your best foot forward, because trust me, you will be rewarded, okay? And people remember that, man. Working with somebody and making the job easier and just getting the job done, it flows better too. And this is a card I got from my bosses. You know, people, I had a lot of the coworkers signed it. Some of them said, wishing you all the best, good luck, best wishes, thanks, and good luck, Alice, we'll miss you. And someone said, wishing you all the best, Alice, I will miss you. And the card that my boss gave me said, nobody wants to tell you goodbye, but all of us want to wish you the best. I thought that was very sweet of them. And another card I got was, that was an office card that I read, but the card I got from my boss personally said, you'll be missed around here. Someone else will do your job, but no one can take your place. And she went on to say, dear Alice, thank you for your loyalty and service with our company and us. Wishing you all the best. And she gave me a $100 Visa gift card. I'm just saying, folks, excellence pays off. That's why I try to promote to you guys that it's important to be excellent in everything that you do. I'm not saying you're going to get it right. Striving for excellence does not mean you're a perfect person. It doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you don't mess up. It just means that you know that you love putting your best foot forward and you try your best to stay the course no matter how crazy the storm gets. So, I mean, it's been a crazy journey. Like I said, I started with these people when I was 28 years old. You know, my son was about 1 year old or 1 or 2 years old. I'm sorry, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's about 3 years old when I started with this company. And then I was pregnant with my daughter there. And I mean, and then, you know, as time went on, I got promoted several times in the company, and also I lost my father while working with these people. So they've seen me at my good, they've seen me at my bad, they've seen me at my worst, and they were just still there. And it's, you know, you just have to thank God for being able to work for people that not only value you as an employee, but they value you as a person, you know? And working for such a close family dynamic, because I worked for a family company, and just, you know, just being so close to their issues and their problems and just keeping it professional and discreet and confidential has also taught me the importance of, you know, keeping your mouth shut and being professional. But I've just learned so much from these people. I just want to let you guys to know that, you know, if you find yourself wanting to leave a job, it is possible. It is possible to leave and bow out gracefully. So I hope this podcast helped you guys today. I'm hungry. I'm not supposed to be eating this late, but I'm hungry. So I'm going to get a bite to eat, take a quick shower, put my kids to bed, and then, you know, we're going to go from there. So thank you guys so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. I really hope this podcast will and has helped someone. Feel free to send me your questions via protectyourglow@gmail.com. I will be more than happy to answer them. Thank you guys once again, and have yourself a good night. God bless you. Wishing you peace, love, and light. Thank you guys. Bye.